Pelosi to Trump, Tell the Truth, Stop Misrepresenting About Testing. By Pam Kee on April 20, 2020. Monday on CNN, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, declared President Donald Trump needed to start telling the truth about the lack of testing for coronavirus available in America. Host Anderson Cooper asked, "Why do you think it is that the administration is pushing back on the testing piece of this?" Pelosi said, "Our governors, Democrats, and Republicans alike, have been champions." The leader of the Governors Association, Governor Hogan, a Republican, my Governor Gavin Newsom, Governor Cuomo, other governors have really been champions on all of this. Let me just say to the president, it's never too late to tell the truth. It's never too late to do the right thing. Stop misrepresenting about the testing. Cooper said, I talked to former HHS Secretary Sebelius the other day who raised the possibility maybe the president isn't pushing for such widespread testing. The Harvard study saying 5 million tests a day. Up to 20 million by July to get things back to where Sebelius was raising the possibility. Again, this was just a possibility in her opinion. That he views if the number go up, the number of people who had the virus or are positive, that somehow he believes that will hurt him politically. Pelosi replied, that's no mystery. He said that when he didn't want the Americans to get off the ship because he said that would increase the numbers early on. Cooper interjected, he said he didn't want his numbers to go up. Pelosi continued, yeah. He's been in denial and, therefore, delaying for a long time. And that has been deadly in terms of this pandemic. But, again, it's not too late to tell the truth or to do the right thing. I hope that he will. This back and forth between the governors and the president is very interesting because he, on the one hand, wants to look like we have all we need. Let the governors do it, but the fact is that it doesn't add up, and it has to add up. We need to have the testing that we need. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.